Hello and welcome to Pish Talk. I'm joined always by Dave Conrad. You know what, let's just give a quick shout out to the Patreon subs I'm talking about. I'm out of breath, I just ran up the stairs. I don't feel I can do my impressions right now. I'll do, Ian Downey, Kirsty Bailey, Chris McCulloch, Gordon Brown, Ben Wackett. No, it's hurting too much, let's mix up. Adam Wilson, Brian Smith, Daniel Bencourt, Jamie Flood, James Poyner, where's the passion? Joe's mum, Will Edwith, David McCarthy, Ross Wilson, Jordan Schofield, nice, simple, Barry Crothers, James Weiss, David Thornton, the concierge, Global Cameron, Corey Ballman, Lou Markham. There we go.
Nice.
Oh, Dave, I got to tell you about something that was just at the gym, right? I got to tell you about this. Oh, there's a few things I need to tell you about the gym and the way home. So, just at the gym, and I'm in, I'm in the changing room, and you get some characters in the changing room. And in walks in this guy, and he is basically, he's a chav, but he's ripped, right? So, it's a weird, mix. Like, he looks just like ready to go into battle. Just like, he's a soldier, right? But he's like, all right, mate. So, swear to God, he comes up, right? And he's like going, all right, Gary, how you doing? He's like, I thought to myself, like, I got home and I was like, I was going to tan some cans, but I thought, nah, I'll go for a wee swim first, like, and it was like, so it's like, he's got all the kind of behaviors of like, you know, just Ned behaviors, but then he was like, yeah, you know, totally healthy as anything. And I swear to God, this is going to sound like I'm lying, but I actually laughed out loud because I was in the changing room and I couldn't stop myself from laughing, right? He literally went like, he was like, oh, Gary, I got my first vaccination the other day, I got my first injection, and I thought I celebrated it by tanning 8 cans of Stella, eh? Like, that's what he literally said. He celebrated getting his vaccination by tanning 8 cans of Stella. So
that's fine. Get steaming. You know, he's half vaccinated now though, so he won't get the COVID. He'll get wasted and he'll get hungover.
He'll get alcohol poisoning and liver destroyed.
That's fine.
But you won't have COVID. There you go.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you had to choose, what are you going to do if you're him? You know.
Another thing that happened on the way home, obviously after the gym, need to refuel a little bit. I thought I'll get myself a wee McDonald's. Now's the time if I'm gonna. So I'm waiting in the drive-through section, and the car in front of me, there's about 20 people in it. It was like a clown car, size of their order, right? It was bigger than our order when we got McDonald's, and I couldn't get my head around this. So he pulls up to, you know, the little speaker, the one where it's like, "Hello, please pull forward." That one.
Yeah.
So pulls forward. Up at the speaker, winds the window down, then opens the door. And the door can't fully open because the speaker's in the way.
So
he half opens the door and then speaks into the speaker.
Is he like leaning out the door to like get closer to it?
I think so, but he could have easily done it out the window and then shut the door again. And off he went. And you know when I knew they were mental? I could see their order from the screen. And you know what they actually had the audacity to order?
Oh, here we go.
2 apple pies. Explain that to me. 2 apple pies.
That's all they ordered?
No. They ordered other stuff, but they ordered 2 apple pies. Who do you know that orders an apple pie from McDonald's?
I mean, I've heard the apple pie from McDonald's is pretty good.
Aye, but who do you know that's ordered it?
True. That's very true.
I don't think it's happened in history until today.
I personally haven't done it. I've never seen you order an apple pie from McDonald's. I think the only time I've ever seen anyone order an apple pie from McDonald's was that time that we competed, and afterwards Lockie went on like a £30 McDonald's binge.
Yeah,
and he literally bought like the entire menu, and I'm pretty sure he like bought everything on the menu, like an entire cow. You know, he bought every single thing on the menu, and then he goes, had an apple pie at the end, and I'm pretty sure he didn't eat the apple pie.
Yeah, no, okay, so that's fine. He ordered it, but didn't eat it.
That's the only time I've ever seen it.
Folks, if you're listening, tweet me. Like, do you ever go, you know what, I want an apple pie from McDonald's. Why is it still on the menu? No one orders it.
Yeah, it's like
you're going to say filet of fish, aren't you?
It's like the people in America that the honeydew. Honeydew is like a, it's like a vegetable thing that's like in every salad that nobody ever eats because it's shit, and it's always left. It's always left behind.
Yeah, you know what, and I can't. You know what I can't get over. Sorry, carry on.
No, I can't remember what I was going to say. Go ahead.
I was going to say something I can't go over in America is egg comes with everything, everything.
What
like
kind of egg though.
Well, you can have. Is, oh, do you want the egg and sausage muffin? Do you want the egg and bacon muffin? Do you want the egg and egg muffin? Dude, like, there's no eggs. There's no sausage and bacon option. None of that. There's no link sausage. Or, it's just everything has to have egg. You have to
Sausages are really a British thing, though, aren't they? Sausages are way more of a British thing.
No, I but in America, they have sausage patties. That's the thing.
Sausage patties. So, like... Like is that like square sausage stuff?
No, just like a burger patty from McDonald's, something like that.
Oh, right.
So that's their, if you were to say sausage in America, sausage, that's what they would give you.
Huh.
Have you ever seen that's that? Weird. You ever seen that clip online where the guy's like, can I get a mushroom and sausage pizza? And it gets progressively worse.
Oh, the guy is just like, becomes more and more.
Can I get a
sausage?
Yeah, that one.
I'll tell you what's worse, though. I'll tell you what's worse.
Go for it.
What's worse than that are the people that have regular Aero when mint Aero is an option.
Dude, that's hard drive searching material, that.
That's when I would have been like, if he'd ordered, I mean, I don't know how you would do about this, because I'll tell you what, I did order the mint Aero McFlurry once, and it was a big mistake.
Aye, but that's a whole different ballgame, dude. That's a whole different ballgame. Like, see if someone...
Mint Aero.
Yeah. Dude, mint Aero is like, I remember that as a kid. Like, chef's kiss over mint Aero.
Oh, yeah.
I've never met anyone who would have the audacity to order a regular Aero.
If mint's an option, if it's on its own, if it's like there's only normal, okay, fine. But if mint is there as an option and you go, nah, I'm going to go the regular Aero, I'm like, whoa. Same as people that order Orange Oasis when... the blackcurrant one or the summer fruits one's an option.
So
what's going on there?
You know what it's like, man, right? You know how, like, when Jesus was born, it's like, oh, I brought you some gold. He's brought you some frankincense. And the other one's like, here's some myrrh. That's what regular Aero is.
What is myrrh? Like
I don't know. Let's look it up. Like, yeah, that's like deemed as the crappy gift, isn't it?
Like, frankincense is like... supposed to be, we know what gold is.
Right, so it's spelled M-Y-R-R-H. What is it? So, it's a gum resin extracted from a number of small thorny tree species.
Oh.
Why
does it sound like it would be a great healing item in an RPG or something?
Scientists now know this is because oil kills bacteria and other microbes. So there you go.
Dude, he was actually stopping him from getting COVID.
Exactly. It was a wee vaccination.
He was
and
like,
they're greeting about it.
He was like, look, Jesus, there's going to be a ton of shit that's going to be coming around, right? There's going to be fucking Spanish flu. There's going to be COVID. There's going to be bird flu. Like, mainly flus. Like, those are what you're going to have to be worried about, is the flus. So here's some myrrh. Make sure that you're ready to go. No bacteria. Be good to go, man. It's like, myrrh is like that gift that you would get as a kid that's like, utility wise is fantastic, like a jacket or something, but you're just like, damn, it's not SmackDown 2.
Dude, and I need to stop you right there, right? If you type in frankincense, the first result that comes up is frankincense essential oil 5,000 ml bottle. And it only is, it's only going to set you back £799.99.
I'm sorry. Is this sold by Gwyneth Paltrow in by any chance?
Oh, didn't start with her, man. She was back on my radar the other day for something as well. Have you heard she's got this Netflix series going on? I think we talked about it the other day.
Oh, fuck, yeah, I heard about this.
What a fanny. It's just fanny candle, eh?
Yeah, they tour the fucking factory or something, don't they? And they like interview her and ask her all about it, and it's like... to me, Gwyneth Paltrow is an example of these celebrities that are just a bit detached. Do you know what I mean? It's like, don't get me wrong, I love Will Smith, but have you ever seen like Will Smith and his family? It's just like, I like Will Smith, I think he's cool, but it's this idea that him and Jada are like, no, our kids need to share their talent with the world. Like, how dare they not be talented? It's like, no, Jaden's talented. And it's like, You ever think that maybe he just doesn't want to have to try and live up to the fact that his dad is one of the coolest guys in the world? Like, his dad is the Fresh Prince.
Have you seen, like, that table talk show that they do where they discuss, like, their problems?
Oh, the red table.
Oh, so
yeah.
Rough, dude. So
and
rough.
Jada.
And Jada's like, I went up the 2A and, like, I got myself in a wee entanglement, eh? Like, she keeps calling it an entanglement. And he's like,
I remember that was, dude, that is one of the most awkward things ever when they're, have you ever seen the one before that, like way before, where Jada's getting interviewed and they ask her about, like, how do you handle just like being married to Will Smith of all people? You're like, no, do you ever get concerned that he's out, you know, like chatting to other birds? And she literally says, Will can do whatever he wants to do as long as he can look at himself in the mirror and be okay. In other words, Will Smith's out there appears slinging dick all our town, and she's like, look, if he's happy with himself, then fair enough.
No, I think it is not the other way around. Like, she cheated.
No, this
on him.
Was way before. This was like way before. This was years ago.
Dude, then, that's like an advanced move. That's like an advanced move. That's like a military strategy. It's like, oh, are you okay with that? And it's like, Will, you can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
As long as that's like, oh, I ain't messing with that.
That's the, like, you might die in your sleep, but as long as you're okay, it's fine. I kind of, like, and then obviously the entanglement shit that came up with her,
oh,
like,
so
oh,
rough.
Entanglement. He's literally going, no, 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 call it what it is. And it's like,
you were pumping him.
Oh, it's just like, goddammit.
You were getting the fresh Boba Bell air. Didn't even deny it.
The Fresh Prince of Boba Bear. Do you remember when Jaden had a Twitter and he would like tweet random shit where he's like
magnets,
he's
how
like,
do they work?
He's like, mate, if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's around to hear it, did the tree even exist? It's like,
yes.
That's not how it goes, Jaden. That's not how it goes.
The thing is, like, so let's answer that question. Yes, the tree existed. Yes, it made a sound. You weren't there to hear it, but it still made a sound.
But dude, there was a lot of tweets like that coming from him. Like, I felt kind of bad for him because, like, you can just...
Yeah, we have to cut him some slack, because can you imagine being 15 years old with a Twitter and your dad's Will Smith? Dude, when you're 15, you are in the... Honestly, you are, like, going to Einstein levels of strategy to try and be attractive to the sex that you're attracted to, right? I remember being 15. You are plotting. You're whatever you can do to try and advance yourself up that social ladder. Now, imagine you are Will Smith's son, okay?
Oh.
That, you know what I mean? What, like, he's not going to get a Twitter and be like, check me out, I'm Will Smith's son. I'd be annoyed if he wasn't using that.
Actually, social media, like, I think about it now, and I think about, like, TikTok, and I think about all these things, and I'm like, but as much as we give, like, young people pish about all the dumb stuff they do on TikTok and stuff, I'm like, we'd have been just as bad, probably. Like, imagine when we were, 12 years old, 13 years old, you're first hitting puberty, you're like, oh, you know what, like, lasses are all right, eh? And you're like, I'm going to go on TikTok, eh, and be like, did push-ups at that, eh? You're just like, oh. It would have been terrible.
Well, imagine if you, like, won a fight at school back in the day, you'll be like,
oh, mate,
this is Joe Hendry's TikTok. I've just battered Fraser, eh? Day one, battered Fraser, eh? Just, I'm wondering who's next. I'm going to, honestly, like I'm telling you now, Dana needs to pay the fighters, mate, eh? Like, I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to...
Fraser, you're taking it around a word for you, fucker, eh? Like,
mate, I'm representing the MMA community, eh? Like...
Oh, fuck it, mate. I'm representing my high school community out there in the street fight scene.
That's the thing. If Dana will pay the fighters mayor, then I will need to get them to fight at Drummond Community High School, eh? But, like...
Mate, they'll be going to the park, eh? Like, it's cheaper there, eh? Like, nobody bothers us. There's no cameras.
Right. Check this out. So, Gwyneth Paltrow is mocked for her you-know-what products, but I do admire her, says a journalist from The Guardian.
Dude, this is a legit paper.
Yeah, with her candles and vampire protection mist, the Goop entrepreneur is easy to laugh at. Yet she is the one laughing all the way to the bank. It's like, oh, does that make it okay? Because she's making money then. Oh, okay then.
Like, as much as, like, this is an argument you get as well, where it's like the argument on Like, they talk about fucking Twitch simps and all that, like, subscribing to these, like, female streamers and, like, donating tons to them. And it's like, yeah, but who's really at fault here? Like, ethically, the streamer is probably slightly at fault, but, like, at the end of the day, it's not their job to monitor what, like, adults do with their money. And I'm like, if you want to go onto Goop's website and go, nah, do you know what? Do you know what I need? Like, fuck the COVID vaccination. Fuck, like, vitamin D and drinking plenty of water. You know what I really need? I need a 700-pound fanny candle and some vampire mist to protect me and my house. And I need it to be endorsed by Gwyneth Paltrow.
I need to look
at... None of that as the smart price vampire mist pish. I need Gwyneth Paltrow Goop branded vampire mist.
That's Do you know what, dude? I will say this, right? I'm glad she specifies. It's sold out, by the way. The psychic vampire repellent protection mist. It's like, Gwyneth's like, listen, I didn't say I'd protect you from all vampires. I specifically said psychic vampires, eh? Have you been attacked by any psychic vampires? No. Well, then it works, eh?
Mate, if these not... Yeah, it's that same thing. It reminds me of that bit in The Simpsons where they're talking about the bear patrol. And Lisa goes, she's got the rock, and she's like, what if I told you this rock kept tigers away? And he's like, how does it work? And he's like, do you see any tigers? And Homer's like, Lisa, I want to buy your rock. It's like, it's the same thing. It's like, mate, have you got psychic vampires bothering you in the night? No. So who am I to say it doesn't work, eh?
Dude, I'm going to read you this. This is the product details. If there's a more pleasurable way to banish psychic vampires, we don't know it. This essential oil blend of lavender, rosemary, and juniper is an energy refreshing scent with a tendency to conjure up positivity. Then there's a how to use section. It says, shake gently before each use. Spray around the aura to protect from psychic attack and emotional harm. It's like, all right, Final Fantasy. It's like, avoid contact with eyes. Do not ingest or inhale. Shipping and returns. Right. Yeah, no point reading that out. This is insane.
How much does it cost?
It's actually only $27. How do they price this nonsense?
Yeah, I'm like, because you know how you do like market research and you're going like, right, let me check the competition and let me check like what are they charging, get an idea of like production costs. I'm like, right, here we go. Guys, I need you to do some market research on vampire mist, but specifically psychic vampire mist protection. If you could just get on that, that'd be great, and report your findings back to me at the end of the week. Just like, what are you going to report back? Like, it's a lot of goth websites, a lot of our D&D stuff, probably some RPG stuff, JRPG stuff as well. They don't tend to be selling anything, though. $27 should probably cover it.
It's honestly, man, we have spent multiple podcasts on this. I can't get over it, dude. Like, her own daughter apparently roasted her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Apple, yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow gets trolled by daughter Apple over Goop's not safe for work products. So she said, she just prances around the bathroom putting on her millions of Goop Glow products for her glowing skin. Then she gets to work making some more you-know-what eggs and candles and you-know-what
candles.
I'm sorry,
what? Are you saying that there's fanny eggs on this website?
That's what she said. No,
there's not.
Okay, well, let me find it. So she says making basically eggs, candles. She's like, everything's about that.
Wait, what the fuck do you use the fucking eggs for?
These aren't
like cooking eggs, are they?
Let me have a look. No, dude, it's not that. It's not that. So wait there. Gwyneth, I can't believe I'm typing this in, man. What is it? We're giving her what she wants, damn it.
Dude, hey, that's it, man. It's working, isn't it? It's like, remember back in the day when certain brands were like fucking roast brands? Where like back in the day if you wore like Kappa or like Lecoq.
Sorry. Yoni eggs harness the power of energy work, crystal healing, and a Kegel-like physical practice. Insert the egg into your you-know-what and feel the connection with your body by squeezing and releasing the egg.
What the fuck are you planning on doing? if that's like, I need to do my training, eh? Like, it's like, aye, so I go in, I do my squats, and then I'm doing my planks, and then I need to do my fanny eggs, eh? Like, that's like the last thing on there is. I did three sets of like 10 push-ups, and it's like, there you go. It's like, what the fuck are you planning on doing? Oh my god, that's... And how much does that cost?
The egg is...
That's got to be more.
$66 for that one. I want to know what is the most expensive product on Goop. Is the most expensive Goop product. Why are we giving her airtime?
Because it's crazy.
Okay, so here we are. Okay, so our website has thankfully ranked them so we don't have to.
Oh, thanks for
I'll see if there's anything worth bringing up here. Okay.
Oh, man. Dude, you know what I want to know? What? I want to see the legit reviews. I want to go on, like, a review site and just have people, you know, like on Amazon, where they're just like, mate, it's exactly what I needed, eh? Like, I was just getting absolutely yes-papped about the joint for psychic vampires, eh? But I bought the psychic vampire spray, and I'm telling you, mate, my house is peaceful as anything, eh? Like... You can hear a mouse farting for 50 feet away. It's so quiet and peaceful. Eh? Neighbor psychic nonsense in my house.
Check this out. So, Falling Stars linen tablecloth. So, the linen tablecloth is $650.
Oh, what the fuck, man? It just reminds me of like of all the stuff where... It's just like anything. It's like a Ralph Lauren polo shirt, isn't it? It's like it's a regular polo shirt, but here's a guy on a horse playing polo with a polo stick in his hand, and it's going to be right there on the chest. Yeah, that'll be 85 quid, please. What?
It's like, mad, dude. It's mad.
Remember, like I was saying like before, remember when like, you would wear certain brands in school and it was just like, huh, Kappa's two naked lassies sitting back to back, eh? Fanny. Whereas now, like certain brands are just like £85 for a pair of boxers. You're like, eh?
Well, do you remember The Rock made two stripes cool? He saved a lot of us.
Yeah, dude, because he obviously couldn't wear like... And then Lesnar came back and was always wearing the Adidas in like 2003, 2004. But, like The Rock was always wearing like the off-brand, like non-branded two stripes.
He helped us, man. He helped us.
He helped all us that was were no buying Adidas. Because people were saying that before, where they're like, Adidas used to be like the poor man's Nike. Like if you could get Nike, it was Adidas, and it was like, oh, okay. And there was like the other brands was like Umbro. Remember Umbro used to be.
I do. What was Umbro's the Diadora? Do you remember that?
Dude, I thought Diadora was cool.
What was the one that you used to get? The shoes were famously 20 quid at Sports Direct or its equivalent.
Oh, it was like K-Swiss or some shit.
No, it wasn't K-Swiss. There was one that I always thought were cool. Like K-Swiss. It was never Adidas or Nike, but I was like, I can go to school with that, eh?
Was it like Slazenger or some shit?
Nah, something else.
Oh, I'm trying to remember like those low brands. It's funny because like K-Swiss was always like the cheap brand, right? Back in the day. But then like Gary Vee came out with like a K-Swiss branded shoe and you're like, fuck it, like, apparently K-Swiss is a premium brand there.
There you go.
Like, Champion as well. Remember Champion never used to be super expensive. Now it's, like, on ASOS as, like, the fashion brand. Where it's just, like, it's got the little C on the chest, and it's, like, 85 quid for a t-shirt. And you're like, holy shit. Could be worse.
It could be.
Could be a Goop t-shirt. Then you start doing merch, dude. That's what they'll do. They'll do Goop merch, and it's just like, get yourself a Goop hat, eh?
What on earth am I reading here? I've got some... Now, I don't want to laugh, because this is awful, right? So, I'm not going to mention any names. So, school board unanimously fires 7 coaches after student athlete forced to eat a pepperoni pizza.
What? All right, hold on. There's a lot to unpack here. 7 coaches.
Yeah.
What sport are they coaches in?
So it was a team weightlifting session. So he missed
7 weightlifting coaches.
So he.
No, mate. I only do upper body. I only do the upper body movements. Eh, like, that's all I specialize in. Eh, like, It'd like going, it'd be like going to B&Q and it's like...
Oh, no, it was high school football. So, student missed a weightlifting session. And the punishment was that he was forced to eat a pepperoni pizza.
I don't understand that. That seems like a non-punishment.
Oh, that's actually terrible. So he didn't eat pork for religious reasons.
Oh.
So they were like, there you go, eat that.
Oh, okay, yeah, that is highly unethical.
That is terrible. Yeah, bye-bye, coaches. But when you first read it, you're just like...
blow my mind. Like, imagine thinking that's okay. Imagine you're like, ah, this is fine. Like, 25 years ago, you're like, you could see why they would think nobody would know about it. But in today's world of, like, 2021, where every fucker's got a camera phone, everyone's got Twitter, it's like, did you really think that this was never going to go anywhere? And did you really think this was okay? Like, who are these people? That's fucking nuts. Bizarre.
See before, like, I read the full details of that, it's like, oh, coach, I've missed the session again. Oh, it's two for Tuesdays as well. Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
I know. But, you know, now that you've read the details, that is absolutely awful.
That's fucking crazy.
So next one, Texas mother charged after she snuck into school pretending to be daughter.
Uh-oh.
Okay, right. Okay, so... dear. This is how she got caught. She was making a YouTube video that was called Going to School as My 13-Year-Old Daughter. So she was doing it to make a YouTube video.
Jesus. How many subscribers does she have?
She's got 2,800 subscribers.
I mean, that's not enough to justify that, is it? Like, what's this? Was this a science experiment for, like, ha, I'm super young.
Right, I'm going to play this. This is why, David, I'm going to share the screen with you here.
Yep,
she's going to explain why.
She's going to explain it.
Yeah, she's going to explain.
Oh, she'll tell
us everything. Mate, we're all about hearing both sides, eh? Like?
Look, mate, this is freedom of speech. You have the right to say what you want to say, and this is it. If you're ever going to defend yourself, now's the time.
Now's here the time, we go. Oh, all right, here we go.
Here she goes.
Oh, it's 12 minutes long. Come on, hen. Where's the volume?
I was going to say, yeah, I'm not getting any audio there.
There's no audio in the video. Well, you've botched it there, haven't you?
She's ruined it. She's ruined the whole thing.
Why is it not playing this audio? That's so weird. That's annoying. Oh, well.
Maybe it's muted? She got music on in the background, and they're like, nah, I can't do it.
Did you hear about this drug dealer that got caught after sending a photo of cheese? Dude, honestly, right? So, a drug dealer from the United Kingdom was arrested after police analysed his fingerprints from a photo he sent of himself holding a block of cheese. So, he was holding mature blue Stilton in M&S. Mate, it's always... I knew the mature blue would grass on me, like...
That's fucking bizarre. Dude, do you know what's bizarre about that? Right?
What?
They can fucking do that, but they're like... Mate, we just didn't care where Madeline McCann is, eh? Like,
this is like dude, this is insane. So, he's got 13 years and 6 months in prison.
Who did he send the picture of the cheese to?
Or like, authorities say Stuart's love of Stilton cheese led to his arrest. So,
he's got an Instagram, dude, he's got Tumblr, that's what he's got. He's got Tumblr, and he's like,
so
this is the latest M&S blue cheese like review coming soon.
So apparently drug dealers have something called EncroChat, which is like meant to be encrypted or whatever. Police got into EncroChat, but everyone on there talks anonymously anyway. But he made the mistake of going, I've just got some mature blue, eh? Like, you can see that photo, right? What's the point in that photo? Why?
Dude, that's so fucking crazy. It's like a complete... you know what it's like? It's like if you were to take certain things from our life out of complete context, like completely out of context, people would be like, huh, that's odd. Or if you've ever gone into like a Discord server of like a certain fan of like a certain group of people and you go, oh, that's just how they do things. That's like their own in-jokes or they've got their own sort of things. Like us, we've got our own in-jokes, right? Imagine someone listening to our podcast for the first time and being like, what the fuck? That must be like, to think that there's just like a random thing where it's just like, well, the most exciting thing in their life is that obviously they're drug dealers and they're crazy, right? They're doing all these drug deal things, but they're like, nah, man, we're going to just talk about normal life. It's like, ah, today I went to Super Drug A and just, you know, was buying some hand wash. And he's like, I went to M&S, get the blue Stilton cheese, eh? Like, normal life for the win. That's fucking bizarre. That is bizarre.
That is nuts, man. That is nuts.
They're like, we can solve all kinds of mysteries.
Here's one for you. Woman horrified to discover she'd been served a deep fried towel in her takeaway order. Don't forget to bring a towel.
What the fuck? How the fuck does that even happen? Who's like, oh, I've just got the deep fryer. It's like, oh, bastard, the fucking towel pure fell out.
I know, it's
like,
I thought it was chicken, eh, but it was actually a towel, eh, like.
Fuck's sake, eh, that was my good pure gym towel and all, like, bloody hell.
Jesus.
What the fuck? So go ahead, like, what happened? So obviously she's went to bite
right,
into this.
Dude, I'm going to have to stop you right here, right? Analysis, Biden's new strategy is get a shot and have a beer. That's apparently what he's saying. So that guy in the gym is right. He was like, mate, I've just had my 8 cans of Stella. The White House's new partnership is offering free beers if the country reaches its goals of 70% of adults getting at least one COVID vaccine by July 4th.
So there you know what's fucking mad? That'll work.
It will.
That will 100% work.
It will.
For but, sure.
Sorry, we'll get back to this this towel. Sorry,
can't. Yeah, I'm super intrigued by this towel.
Yeah, it's I don't know what the details are surrounding it. This is it's very strange. Deep fried towel in her takeaway order. Jesus wept.
Mate, I just wanted a 5-piece chicken select, eh? Next minute I'm getting a fucking towel, eh?
Right.
Where
so
did she go? Oh fuck.
Jolly beaten.
Oh, that
interesting gift
sounds,
there.
Yeah, that sounds like a good place. Oh my, that is disgusting.
And there's no explanation. Do you know what,
it
though?
Looks,
do you know
it
what,
looks
though?
Like you've wiped their arse with a towel rather than bog roll. Oh, that's disgusting.
The batter looks okay, though.
I mean, the batter looks like it's done pretty much perfected.
It does.
That towel had to be blue as well, of all colors of towel. Like, just, it's not even subtle. Like, blue is the one color that, like, rarely, if ever, shows up in food, ever.
Right.
Like, name a blue food.
It's a good point. I'm trying to think. Apart from
the blue plastic.
All I can think of right now is Thomas the Tank Engine cake. That's it.
Super specific.
I can't think of any. You think of a blue food. Go.
Well, there's none. That's why the blue plasters exist.
Right, so then he slagged me off for my Thomas the Tank cake, eh? Like,
it's just super specific. I thought you were going to be like, oh, blueberries, or like, oh, blue icing. But you're like, no, blue Thomas the Tank Engine cake from Morrison's for $3.99.
I don't remember saying blue Thomas the Tank Engine cake. I think I said Thomas the Tank Engine cake. Or
yeah,
did
but
I say
Thomas the Tank Engine is blue, isn't he?
I know, so you should know that. I shouldn't need to... Mate, I shouldn't need to specify what colour Thomas the Tank is.
Less is more, eh? Like, always say less than necessary, I suppose, eh?
See how they say, is the sky blue? Is Thomas the Tank blue?
You know what's weird? There is, like, a scientific phenomenon of that, where, like, if you have something imprinted in your head, you can, like, associate someone of saying something that they never said. Or you think you heard something that wasn't said.
Wait, say that one more time.
So it's like, I can't describe, I don't know what it's called. There is a phenomenon where it's like, in my head, so for example there, in my head, you said a blue Thomas the Tank Engine cake.
Yeah.
But you're saying you never said it was blue.
Oh, no, I probably did.
But in my head, I'm going, well, he must have said that, but it's because Thomas the Tank Engine is blue.
Right.
I associate in my head you saying a blue Thomas the Tank Engine.
I probably did, to be fair.
Which is so bizarre. There is a thing like that, though, where it's like, if there's like, I can't remember what it's called. I'm going to look it up and find out what it is. But there is something like that where certain giveaways in like a picture or something will go, well, who said that the person was a female? It's like, oh, I don't know. I just assumed they were because of this. And they're like, yeah, but I never said that. And it's like, oh, because there's a female on the advertisement. And it's like, oh, you know, weird thing like that. I can't remember what it's called. But I'll tell you what. That's speaking of Thomas the Tank Engine, have you seen the Resident Evil 8 mod for Thomas the Tank Engine?
No.
There's literally like, have you seen Resident Evil 8 at all? Like the big vampire woman?
No.
Have you not seen any of this?
No.
Oh, dude, the internet went fucking mad for it. They basically got like, so Resident Evil 8, the most recent one, one of the main villains is a giant 9-foot vampire lady.
Right.
And she's got, like, let's put it this way, she's got assets, let's put it that way.
Okay.
Capcom marketed the shit out of it, and everyone was, like, in love. All the people on the internet were, like, basically, like, step on me, like, they love her. They think she's, like, yeah, you see her now?
So is that someone has put and Thomas the Tank on her face?
To have Thomas the Tank Engine's face. And it's fucking so terrifying. Look at that face. Holy shit, dude.
She's been, do you know what? Do you know what this game is? You'll complete Resident Evil 8 and you'll get to the end and you'll just get killed. There's nothing you can do unless you pick up a special item. The psychic vampire repellent. If you don't get
that's
a psychic, that's it.
Oh my god. But yeah, dude, I can't believe you didn't hear about the Resident Evil 8 stuff.
No, what is it?
It was like a couple of months ago.
Right, right. Well, like, I got an interesting story for you here.
All right, go for it.
Bride dies of heart attack at wedding. Sister marries the groom with her body in the next room.
I'm sorry, what?
USA Today. Okay. So, the incident happened in India where a woman and a man were tying the knot in a Hindu ceremony. During the exchange of garlands by the bride and the groom, the woman collapsed. A doctor was called to treat her after she suffered a heart attack. After the doctor pronounced the bride dead, the families of the bride and groom agreed the bride's younger sister, Nisha, would wed the groom. Do you know what it's like, dude?
What?
It's like when someone gets injured at a pay-per-view. It's like, you're going up in the main event, eh? Like, Jesus wept.
Nah, mate, you need to take the place, eh? Like, what are we going to do? Like, we can't just no have a main event.
Mate, she's injured, eh? We need a main event player. You're the next in line, eh? You're just slotted into that spot, mate, eh? Mate, all that's sudden, how it came about, eh? Like,
headbanger Mosh is facing Stone Cold for the belt, and it's just like, what do you want me to do? Like, we need a main event.
I love how we went from this to headbanger Mosh. So, they agreed because they wanted to keep it in the family.
Stupidest explanation I've ever heard.
But the fact that she was dead next door, and they're just like, ah, well, we're here anyway.
That's fucking dude, that's got to be like, I mean, if you don't believe in curses or you don't believe in like that, I mean, that's got to be fucking, if she's going to haunt anybody from beyond the grave, it's going to be that couple.
I just want to know what was going through each of their heads. Like, is the sister going, why no? Why
yeah,
no?
I just want to know, like, I mean, was the sister not planning on, like, how much younger was the sister?
Dude, you know what happened? You know what happened? You're going to see this because I'm typing. You know what happened? The sister goes down, right? And then, oh no, it's not playing the sound.
Yeah, where's the sound?
Oh shit. Dude, that's awful. That's awful.
Yeah, where's the sound?
Oh, wait, I know what it is. I know what it is.
Oh, it's a setting you've got.
I've got it. Yeah, it's the setting I've got. Here we go. So, the groom's gone, the bride's gone down. They're like, oh no, what do we do?
Wait a minute.
Yes, it's finally. Finally.
Ziggler, he's going to cash it in. With the finally. He'll put the money price right here.
She's like, oh, I've always thought that him and I belong together. Hey, now's my chance.
Well, folks,
I think there's some fuckery going on there. I think there's some dodgy stuff.
Probably.
I think there's some dodginess going on.
Looks like we're going to have to call it a day. Everyone go home.
No. Here she comes.
What a courageous effort by Del Rio, but.
anyway.
If we get a soundboard, if we ever do a soundboard for this podcast, I'm here to show the world.
That has to be on it. Dude, we should get a soundboard for the podcast.
Oh,
we
for sure.
Absolutely should. Do you know what? Yeah, you can get one off. I'm sure Streamlabs will do something.
Oh, probably.
Oh, God, that is brutal, dude. That is brutal. Let's see what else we got here. Let's have a wee look here. So, okay, that's far too serious for Oh, there was something. I did come across something, but I've just it's gone.
And it's gone.
Oh, you know what we could do? We could listen to that woman's excuse for why she went to school as her 13-year-old daughter.
Ah, yeah, there you go. That's what we could do.
That's what we could do. Let's see what she had to say now that we've got the. Okay. Oh god, we're having to have a go back now. There we go. Why I posed as my 13-year-old daughter: a raw but real answer.
Man said that it made the news. I don't watch the news because I find it depressing. I'm going to try to make this as short and simple as I can, so I do
already
not
she's rubbed me the wrong way.
Try to make it not so interviewy.
Oh, she's the worst
already. She's very much condescending and arrogant.
I didn't do this so people could be mad at me and I could.
I didn't do this to get views. I didn't do this to get likes. But she made a video called "I Went to School as My 13-Year-Old Daughter."
No, there's nothing weird about, you know, posing as a 13-year-old and going to a school. Not at all, right?
Dude,
I mean, why the fuck? The way she's acting, like, look at her mannerisms and the way she's talking. She's just like, she's very much up her own arse. Like,
It has 5,300 views.
Never walk Jesus around El Paso again. Which, honestly, you guys are assholes.
She's so pissed off as well. She's like, fuck's sake. I mean,
is that dog barking in the video or is Gromit going nuts?
I think it's a dog in the video.
Okay.
Public school system, the private school system. It's not really.
The dog's had enough of her chat already.
Let me explain my.
Let me explain.
Come on, head.
I had to put on the tan and I had to dye my hair because Julie's hair is darker.
So she dyed her hair?
As Julie. I wasn't going as my daughter. I wasn't trying to go to impersonating what? Another. Child. I wasn't trying to be someone else. I was trying to be my kid and my kid only.
Well, I'm glad you've cleared that up, because that's totally all right. You could do what you had.
If you were trying to be somebody else's kid, like, fuck's sake, eh? But, like, as long as you try to be your own, like, that's fine. Right.
See, if you were trying to be my wee Barry at nursery, then, you know, I can't have that. But if it's your own kid, do it. Fire away, eh?
I was nervous the entire time. That's on you.
Wait, what did she say was on you?
I was nervous the entire time. Whether you believe that or not, that's on you.
Dave, that's on you.
It's our fault.
Dude,
we're the ones.
Dave, that's on you. I'm sick of your shit, Dave.
That's us. That's our fault.
That dude, that's it.
Look,
dude,
if
she's
we
pouring her
not like
she's pouring her heart out here and you're not believing her, man.
Mate, if we don't believe her. Her absolute nonsense, then we're to blame. Fuck us, right?
This reminds me of the R. Kelly interview when he's like, I'm fighting for my life, man. I feel this is going this way. We're up at a minute and a half, no content so far.
I walked in, they asked me for my ID number. They asked me for my ID number, and I gave it to them. I wrote it down. Julie had told me and I memorized it. I wrote down my ID number and my name and they said, did you sign in? And I said, yes, I signed in. And they said, okay. They let me walk right on through. I then said hello to the principal and then I spoke to another faculty member and I went to all my classes. I even ate lunch without a mask. Now.
I even had chicken nuggets, like.
Fuck's sake, eh? Like,
mate,
wait,
I was
so
pure.
She hang out with all day.
I was pure kicking it with the principal. I was eating turkey drummers in the lunch hall.
Everything about this is just like she's so dumbfounded that people are mad. She's so upset that people are mad at her.
I had a daily dunker, like I was just...
You know what's bad? Her subscribers will have skyrocketed after this.
No, dude, 2,800.
How many did she have when she first did this video, though?
I don't know, like 5?
Yeah, she probably didn't have that many at the start, right?
All right.
The news station in El Paso, KT, whatever.
I don't get it. Like, news. She wanted attention.
She commented, they're making it look really bad. Like, I just wanted to go to middle school for shits and giggles. And I'm going to be 100% myself because now my integrity is being put on the line.
Okay, here we go.
Which is fine. I don't care what you think, but.
Ah, you do.
I love it how she's like, listen, I'll go to school dressed as my 13-year-old daughter. And now my credibility is being called into account. Now my integrity is on the line. That's out of order, like.
Did he fucking look? Did he fucking call me out on my pish? All right. I'll do what I want. I don't give a fuck what you think, but I'm going to make a 12-minute video about it, eh? Like,
and I'm not going to say anything for 90 seconds, eh?
Yeah, what's going on? Like, when I do want to know what her... Because she's saying I didn't go for shits and giggles.
Right, so what did she go for?
What's her
reason? It says safety awareness. Do you know what she's going to do, man? This is what she's going to do.
I know exactly.
She's going to use the to catch a predator defense, which is... I was there to let them ken, eh? Like, this is a bad idea.
I'm just showing them how bad their security
is. That's it. Hey, as soon as the principal go here, I was going to tell them. No, you went to lunch and had daily Lunchables with your mask off.
The school was so concerned that my phone was out that they weren't even paying attention to who I was or... what I was, well, I, besides, you know, what I was doing, but they never interacted with me. It was always, hey, put your phone away. Hey, put your phone away. I wasn't even a person. I was just, hey, put your phone away.
That's terrible that happened to you, Hen.
I didn't do this to ruffle any feathers. I didn't do this to out the school because I was never going to say what school district.
Okay.
Or what school.
Well, people are going to find out.
They put that out there themselves. The school. I'm still not going to say
that. Hold on. I know what to do. Check the comments.
I went to another class. I was then the only student in one of my classes. I was the only student in one of my classes.
Imagine that. Like, some Moz just sitting in front of the teacher like, what about it, mate?
She's like, right, so the day we're going to talk about long division, and it's like, mate, already can it, eh? Like,
what? Right, okay, so
I'm just curious, so that's
everyone's saying she didn't do anything wrong. This is weird.
I mean, look, here's the thing. She absolutely, like, she definitely did something wrong. And I'm not gonna lie, it's not a great look for the school that she did manage to get by. It's not a great look at all. And she's not wrong when she's like, oh, they didn't even check who I was. However, she still impersonated a minor and went to a school. Like, let me be clear. If a guy did this, he'd have been fucking long drawn and quartered immediately. It'd be like, pedo, immediately. So how the fuck is she getting away with this defense?
Right, let's have a look at the actual... the actual school.
It's the actual video.
Yeah. Well, let's see the actual her account of what's going on. I'm curious about this.
I want to know her reason because she said I didn't do it to put the school on blast.
I'm gonna get so caught. I'm actually really scared now. I am literally on the campgrounds.
I am so startled.
Middle school. They're kind of like, are you going the right way?
Shelly. Shelly. Okay.
And just so you know,
say hi to the camera, okay. Shelly.
I have like 2 hours to make up.
Right, so she's in class. Is this the one where it's just her?
I think I'm following her.
Okay.
Face to face with teachers.
Right, here we go.
I've been here all day. Face to face with teachers. My eyebrows are really stupid too.
He's like, you got any of them Capri Suns? I mean, hold on. In the school's defense, though, just she's got her hood up.
Yeah,
she had
and
massive
she...
glasses on. Yeah. And she had a mask covering pretty much all of her face. It's like, I mean, and if she's got the right ID numbers. So, like, what was she trying to prove? Like, I don't. What are the comments on the actual video?
Dude, they're putting her over.
I suppose that's what happens when you get into people's.
It's really annoying that when I click on it, it comes up that meh noise. It makes it sound like something else, but listen, that's super annoying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I did not see you behind me.
Every time I put the video on, it's just like meh.
Thank you.
Meh.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, thank you. Anyway. Yeah. So she's got a video of the police coming to her house as well.
Oh my god.
She's filming that as well.
Of course. Because why wouldn't she? She's a dude.
That's
she's an
the
influencer.
Viral video.
Of course. She's going viral right now, dude. holy fuck. Like, I still don't know her, because she said there, oh, my plan wasn't to put the school on blast.
Lies.
So what the fuck was your plan then? What was her plan? I'm curious what her explanation is. Go back to the explanation video and skip to like 8 minutes in or some shit. Let's see if she actually has any sort of explanation. Let's see if she starts to lose her shit.
Right, here we go.
Sitting there quietly with my mask. Or would you have
Dude, she's like trying to explain this video and she's like Ace Ventura's house while she's trying to do it.
I'm so confused about her motivations here.
I know.
I mean, it is pretty scary to think that she probably could have, like, taken a firearm in there and nobody would have questioned.
Dude, it's terrifying. It's terrifying.
It's pretty scary when you think about it.
It is. But you know what, dude? I think, unless we've got anything to add, let's call it there. Let's call it there. Fantastic paper.
I'm going to keep an eye on her, and I want to see how this situation unfolds, because that's, I'm still intrigued by her motivations, because that is just so funny. I didn't want to put the school on blast, and oh, I wasn't doing it for shits and giggles, and I wasn't doing it for attention. Then what the fuck were you doing it for then?
See, before we go, a judge has announced in court that The Last Jedi and The Rise of Skywalker are mediocre films.
They're like, mate, this argument is getting out of hand. We need to take it to fucking court.
Wow.
It's like, mate, Mint Aero, regular Aero. Fucking boom, Ace Attorney coming up right now.
So this is what it is. So it was a lawsuit where it was a case between ConAgra Foods and Western Oil. So the case alleged that Western Oils was marketed as 100% natural, even though ConAgra agreed to stop using the label. So he draws the comparison. He said, that's like George Lucas promising no more mediocre and crappy Star Wars sequels shortly after selling the franchise to Disney. Such a promise would be illusionary, he continued, as evident by Disney's production of The Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker. Can you imagine that? You're that pissed off about watching that film. You're like, Ken Mo, shut up, Barbara. I've got a right to be pissed off. I'm going to say it in court tomorrow. You think I'm only?
I'm getting the fucking lawyer on the phone right now.
Barbara, did he try me, hen? I'm judging that case tomorrow. I'll say it.
Did he tempt me?
I'll say it.
How come no gonna say it like?
You saying I've not got a buzz?
No got the buzz today, mate. Watch me, eh?
Mate.
Said watch me. Tell you what, mate, that fucking judge will know Ken Ware look.
Imagine that was like the new like legal system of doing something. It's like you have to like reference Star Wars. It's like, well, as seen in the Return of the Jedi, Darth Vader, like, you know, sometimes the truth comes out in strange ways, eh? Like in the Rise of the Skywalker. So I'm gonna have to sentence you to chopping your hand off, eh? Like Darth Vader had.
I love him. He's just like, of all the things, he's like, aye, the promise was that there wouldn't be any more shite Star Wars films, eh? Like, well, no, that's his legal defense.
He's got like a kid in court who got like caught stealing a car, and he's like, well, you know, if we refer to the case of Star Wars, what's episode one called again? The case of The Phantom Menace, you'll find there that Anakin was racing the pod, eh, and it pure broke up all over the place, and you should have kent that if you were driving cars about that was going to happen, eh? So, you know. Dude, did you ever play that Star Wars game that was like all about like building robots and stuff?
I don't think I did, but it's on PS1.
No, it was PC. Let me look it up. Star Wars Robots game. It was so goddamn good. So goddamn good. I think it was it DroidWorks? Oh, it was so good. So goddamn good. It was an educational game as well.
Dude, the PC fantastic. Had a lot of educational games. Have you ever seen, like...
Look at this, dude. You could build your own droids. You could be like, you could do, like, I want R2-D2's body with C-3PO's legs, eh? And then you would actually do a mission with it. You would create a robot and do a mission with it.
reminds me of like SmackDown 2, where you'd be like, oh, I'm going to have the Rock's head, Steven Richards' torso, Steve Blackman's legs.
And Viscera's arms, eh? Like.
And he's going to have Triple H's moveset.
That's it. Right, dude, let's call it a day. Dave, where can we find you on Twitch?
You can catch me on Twitch at twitch.tv/DaveConrad. You can get me on all social media at DaveConradUK.
Alrighty, there you go. Alright, thanks, Dave, and we shall see you all next time.
Bye-bye.